Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business can seem very complicated. It's an interesting time. There is so much going on. We need to surround ourselves with the right people. So you absolutely need to know an attorney that you trust. Not that you're going to ever need that attorney, but when you do, whether it's writing a contract, whether it's writing a non-compete, whether it's a problem that you have to deal with, you want to have a go-to person that you understand. So you want to get some recommendations from people that you trust. You want to meet with that attorney. You want to know who they are. You want to know that they're in harmony with you, and if you have a problem, you can work with them. You need a great certified public accountant. Huh, taxes are complicated, especially today with all the new tax rules. There are new forms. There are new things that you need to know. There are new rules. It's almost impossible in a business to do it yourself. And if you are doing it, your taxes yourself, you're making a mistake, because what you should be doing is working your business, not working your taxes. It goes on and on. You need a great insurance agent to make sure that you are protected, that does more than just sells you a product, that is looking out after your well-being. You need to know your banker and become friendly with them, and they need to know who you are, just in case you have a need to buy equipment or trucks, or maybe you want to set up a line of credit. So there are other professionals that you may need, but you know, business has become more complicated. So what we need to do as CEOs, presidents, and business owners is we need to simplify what we can. And what we can simplify is whether we understand whether we're making a profit or not. Do you really know what your break-even is in your business? Do you know what it costs every single month to put the key in the door, turn the lights on, and how much you'll need to pay the payroll, to pay the rent or mortgage, to pay the insurance, to pay whatever goods and services you have, to pay your expenses for traveling, for your salespeople, and on and on and on. If you have a list and you know exactly what your break-even is every single month, and it's not hard to understand it or calculate it, and you look at what your sales are, your cost of goods, you say, wow, I had a great month this month. My break-even was $100,000. I brought in $150,000. I made a $50,000 profit. Now, we can let the CPA worry about the taxes. We can let the CPA be concerned about doing the proper bookkeeping for financial records to follow our taxes. But it's not that difficult to calculate your break-even. Look at every single expense you have, including your payroll, your cost of goods, your workman's comp, your insurances, and on and on and on. And how do you get that? Well, look back on your check register. See what you're paying. See what you're not paying also. So you may have an expense that comes up once a year, and maybe it's several thousand dollars, and you say to yourself, I won't worry about that. But you're not really getting a true break-even. Take that expense and divide it by 12. That's how much it costs you every single month, and put that money aside. That way, when that bill comes due, you don't have to say, oh, my goodness, where am I going to get this money for my workman's comp policy? Or where am I going to get this money because all of a sudden I knew that I had to buy a truck and I needed a down payment on it? Look at the check register. Think about what you're paying on a yearly basis. Calculate it. See how much money you're bringing in, what's your cost of goods. Total up all your expenses, including payroll taxes, and you will know if you are making money, and you don't have to have sleepless nights. And if you look at it and you say, wait a minute, I'm not making money. Well, I'm not making very much money. I'm losing money here. I lost, just for the sake of conversation, I lost $10,000 this month. Well, it's not just $10,000. If it is annualized by 12 months, you've just lost $120,000 for the year, or maybe more. if you haven't calculated properly. Or you can say, look, I've made $10,000 this month, plus a mistake that most business people make is they don't take a salary out of their business, but they are an employee of the business. So you need to compensate yourself so you can pay your mortgage, your food bills, your expenses, your children's expenses, and calculate that in your break even. But if you made a $15,000 profit, you can say, wow, look at this. I had 10 good months. I made $150,000 plus my salary. 2 months were break even. And we want to be in a situation where we really understand what our break even is, because we want to consider a bad month is a month that we break even, not that we lose money. So we always are striving to look at it. And we don't want to wait till 2 weeks into the new month before we're calculating this. We want to try to calculate it and get some idea 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in, so that we, if we see that we're not making money, we take the corrective action, get out there and do some prospecting and some sales and bring in some money, some real value in whatever we're selling, so that we can make sure that we are making a profit. Profit is good. Profit is what makes the United States strong. It's what makes your company strong. It's what helps you have the kind of lifestyle that you want. So always be focusing on the profit and the break-even. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.